Welcome into the latest RoyalsPodcast.com production. I am Troy Olson, and this is the new Royal Man Report. I have, as you know, moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Part of that is I was able to obtain a media pass with the Albuquerque Isotopes. In doing so, I've been able to come into contact with former Royals, and I'm going to do a series as they become available on former players that are now with other teams, talk to them about their time in Kansas City, among other things. Of course, we wanted to get a nice one to starch off, so the El Paso Chihuahuas were in town last week, and I was able to sit down and talk with Jeff Francoeur. This interview was very interesting because at first Francoeur did not want to do an interview. This is coming right off of the prank that his teammates pulled on him, which he took very well. He's got a really good sense of humor. We do talk briefly about the prank in the interview, but mostly we talked about baseball and his time with the Royals and him, and I think when you get through this interview with Francoeur, you're going to really have a different view of him. You may still not like him as a baseball player, which is very understandable, but you will, I think you'll definitely like Francoeur as a person and relate to a lot to what he went through. So, with all that said, you'll still be hearing from me once in a while. It just depends on which Royals came through. I do have Francoeur. I've also got interviews ready for Clint Robinson and Miguel Olivo, former Royals. So be looking for those as well. To set this up for you, when I sat down with Jeff, I grabbed him right before batting practice at Isotopes Park, also known as the lab. And he, like I said, wasn't real interested in doing the interview, agreed to do it because he's a very nice guy. He told me he was going to give me 4 questions, which you'll hear in the interview, he changed a little bit. Obviously, by the time you're done with the interview, you'll realize he gave me more than 4 questions. He just didn't want to talk in length about the prank. And so when he knew that I just wanted to talk baseball, he was much more open to doing the interview. So, just wanted to give you a little backstory on what you walk into, because I'm going to give you the interview very raw so that you can get a very true taste of how the conversation went. So now, Jeff Francoeur.
Let me see.
You're giving more questions than anybody I've given, so put it that way.
Well, then I'm going to skip the prank for now, because I'd rather talk to you about you than about
all right, then
all that.
6 questions, because I know you're dying to ask me about the prank.
Okay. First off, thank you for taking the time to talk with me. You played in Kansas City. You had a great start there, and then it kind of didn't work out the second or the final season you were there.
Didn't
quite turn out as well as we'd hoped. I don't think it turned out as well as you'd hoped either. Is there looking back on? Is there anything that you could have done differently? Do you have any idea where?
Play better. No, I mean, stuff happened, and I lost a lot of confidence in myself, and it was just one of those things that. I tried hard. Hell, I worked hard every day. I mean, you can ask all the guys, but it just wasn't working at that point. So, I miss those guys. Had a lot of fun there and still pulled for them. So, my time there was great. We loved living in Kansas City. But, there's some things that just don't work out now.
And you became such a lightning bolt for the fan base. There's still people to this day that adore Jeff Francoeur, and there's people to this day that still say that was a horrible signing, even though you had the great time. When you were good, you were really good there.
Yeah.
Of course, when you weren't good, you weren't very good there. And so, obviously, you said you lost some confidence, and then there were some reports last year that you kind of dropped into a bit of a depression. You'd lost a bunch of weight.
Well, I had my girl at the All-Star break.
Okay.
I had a little baby girl, and we've tried for 4 years and finally had one. So for me, we finally had our little girl, and I had to go out to San Francisco. I'm across the country. I live in Atlanta, and Katie and my daughter were there. And it just, I needed to go home. I needed time away. I've been in the big leagues 8.5 years, and I've never been on the DL, knock on wood, never been hurt. But for me, I just needed some time away. And, to get a chance to just do that. We went to the beach, was nice. I needed that. Baseball or not, I knew after that I'd probably have to sign a minor league deal and probably, have to come here for a month or two and prove myself, which I'm fine with doing. When I go back to the big leagues, I want my swing to be where I want it and be ready to go. And so I feel like this is that opportunity for me to kind of hone my swing, work on it. I've been working hard. First 11 games, I've had just inconsistent. I've had some great games, some not so great. So for me, it's just building that consistency that, I had in 10, 11, parts of 12. Hoping to get that back.
And, you talked about you'd been in baseball for 8.5 years. There's guys in AAA that are much older than you were when you hit the big leagues at 21. I mean, Does that change you as a person? I mean, because you never really had time to live outside of baseball in your whole life. You've played baseball your whole life. So you kind of talked about leaving baseball for 6 months. How different was that? I mean,
it was a nice break, to be honest with you. You know, when you grind and you do it. And I think for me, you know, I'm such a people person that it's a curse and a blessing. You know, when people are saying bad things or saying, you know, you start to believe it, you know, and that's something you just can't do. I got to find a way to get that out of my head. Believe that you can play. And to be honest with you, just know, you know, just try to be the player that I know I can be. I'm not going to be, you know, a superstar, not going to be this guy, but I can be a very good player, especially off lefties and do some of that. So that's my goal, is just have some fun and put myself in that situation.
Obviously, you're with San Diego now, so you're kind of back across the country from Atlanta again. Was there teams that you had looked at get with?
Yeah, we looked, like when I went to Cleveland, I had a great spring. That was a good thing for me, is I knew after spring that I still had it and could play. But, you know, for me now, with my wife being able to fly and the baby, they're out here actually now. They came out here to Albuquerque, and so it's great for me. They can be with me now. You know, we'll go where we got to go. Plus, San Diego's gorgeous. Yeah. Stuff to beat that place.
Figuring you get back to the big leagues, you can't beat San Diego for places to live.
No doubt.
You know, I guess for me, I'm glad to see that things are better for you on a personal level.
Thank you.
Because I'm friends with the guys that did the French Quarter.
Oh yeah,
the
French
Corner.
And those people, you know what, they mean the world to me. And you know what's funny is most of the people that come to the games and those people really enjoy who I am, how I played. It's the people that, you know, sit in their parents' basement and write bullshit.
Well, then I guess I don't sit in my parents' basement, but I guess I could be considered one of those people. But we've always been a supporter of yours on my show. So, you know, kind of going along that line. So you've always been the guy that's pulled the pranks, and you got one pulled on you. And I was kind of listening in to what you were talking about, and it was all over the web. And I guess I want your opinion on how they played it out to you, because I'm one of those people that I guess I'm a little more sensitive to ways people are called and stuff. And, you know, the whole thing was they were calling you an idiot and stuff.
Oh, yeah. But see, I think a lot of buddies were doing it, and they if you ask anybody on the team, it had nothing to do. There's no meaning behind it, no mean. It's just who we are. And you can ask the guys on this team. I call the guys a bunch of names on this team. So, you know, they just made it come across that way. Because I had a bunch of friends call me, you know, are you pissed, blah, blah, blah. I said, no, I was in good fun, you know. And so it had nothing to do with that point. It was a well-done prank, and, you know, I can honestly say that. They got me good.
I was listening in. I was eavesdropping on you talking with the other
I'm
guys.
I'm smarter than 22 out of 25
Well,
guys.
And that's the thing, and I think that's what caught everybody off guard was that you are pretty, you know, you're considered a pretty intelligent person in Major League Baseball.
And that's why I don't, you know, like I said, it is good. Because I haven't really talked to anybody about it. I've been trying to concentrate on this. You know, I've gotten tons of calls from ESPN, different stuff to do stuff. But, you know, it was a great prank. It was good. They did a great job. We're going to get, you know, lots of hits, different things. But, you know, I think anybody that knows me and has talked to me knows I'm not an idiot and knows I'm intelligent. And they got me good for 16 days on that. They crushed me.
Going back to kind of a remark you'd made about the guys in the people's basement, when you left New York, they had out to the first fan fest you were at, they had a bunch of bloggers out there, and one of the questions people had asked you was how you handle things in New York, and people had been pretty nasty to you out there. And when you were coming here, I had Kevin Goldstein back when he was working for Baseball Prospectus on my show, and I said, you know, tell us about Jeff Francoeur. You know, what do we know about Jeff Francoeur? Because if you read the New York media, you know, they're real down on him. What is it that Kansas City's getting in Jeff Francoeur? And he said, you know, if anybody is rude to Jeff Francoeur, they're an asshole, because Jeff Francoeur is one of the best guys you'll ever meet. And we saw that right away with you, and then you came out of the gate on fire, like I said. By the end of it, did you feel like Kansas City had kind of turned on you? Was it more the same from New York, or was it a better – did you leave there with a better experience in New York?
Yeah, I had a great experience in New York, too. You know, you leave, and there's nice people, there's good people in this game. You know, yourself, too. People forget how hard this game is.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, what happened with me, too, is, you know, my first two or three years in Atlanta, I came out so hot out of the gate that people expected that every year. And not to say I couldn't have years like that. I did in 2011 when I got going and did good. But you know what, man? I love to play this game. I play as hard as I can. Are there things I'm not good at? Absolutely. Are there things I need to improve on? Absolutely. And I said it last year. You know, I said when I was in Kansas City, I told the guys at the beginning of last year, Bob Dunn, in spring training, you know, halfway through the year at All-Star break, if I'm not doing what I should do, I'd release me too. And they did. And I have no no problem with that. I've said that from day one. You know, I'm gonna work here, try to get better, and do everything I can. And you know, hopes I continue to get a little better. You know, if not, I'm gonna give it my best though. And you know, if people want to, you know, rip, and you know, people can rip the way I play. I don't mind that. I just don't like when people try to rip you as a person and say that, because they don't know me. They don't know, you know, how hard I work or what I do. So that's the part that frustrates me. Rip my playing all you want. Don't rip the type of guy.
I don't think there's any fan from Oakland that could ever rip you. You've sure gotten a bit of a mystique among those guys.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I enjoy people. I enjoy playing this game. And like I said, yeah, there's things I don't do well. There's weaknesses. But I know that, you know, I've had success. I've put some numbers up in this game. And, you know, you just continue to try to get better every day.
Well, I've definitely asked more than six questions, so I want to thank you for that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I there was a bunch more that they had, but I don't remember them off the top of my head, so I'm not going to worry about it. But I will tell you that there's a group of us that do the Royals Podcast Network now, and there's about six or seven of us, and there's still a couple in there that are – there's one girl that just has a – there's one girl in our group, and she's absolutely obsessed. No, I shouldn't say obsessed, but she will claim to be your biggest fan. Well, and to this day, she tries to work you into a show every time.
I
so
like it. Yeah, I miss all those guys. I talk to them all the time, text them, and I pull for them. You know, I'm pulling for Moose to get going. I'm pulling for all those guys.
So the story, what you're telling me is the story doesn't end here. It's not going to be SI Superman to El Paso Chihuahua.
I'll be back.
All right, well, I hope so.
Thanks,
Chef. Thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely. Anytime.